questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Hello and welcome to another session of Q&A on Islamic beliefs. This is IRIB English Radio, and I'm your host. We're going to discuss the animal rights. This is the following session of the two previous sessions. In this session, we're going to discuss about the right of living of the animals. Hello, Dr. Karimi.
Hello, and thank you for having me.
You're most welcome. Well, God is the fairest judge, and the true justice only refers to Him. Knowing this fact and observing the ways of the world, this question might pop up into our head, that why there are people with deficiencies. Some are born with special issues in their bodies, and some others are just fine. Some are beautiful, and some others are ugly. Some are genius, and the others aren't. While we know that God is the justice almighty, how could we solve the contradictions? Isn't it incongruous?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is a very good question, and inshallah I will try to refer to a couple of points answering this question. The question refers to God as a just God, and this is a reality in all the religions. They consider their God as just. And the same is true about the religion of Islam. So we need to, first of all, define the word adl, adala, or justice. It means that to give everything its due right. This is the, main definition that is given by lexicographers about the definition of the word adl or justice. So when we have different people, they have different rights. Justice requires me to give them their rights.
Yes.
Now, having said that, imagine I'm a person that gives charity. I help the poor people. Now, there are two poor people. I give one of them, $100 and the other $200.
Yeah.
Can the first poor person come to me and object me that it's against justice why you gave me $100 and the other $200? No, it's not logical. You didn't have any right upon me.
Yes.
If that was your right, then you could object me. But when it is not any kind of right, so I may give you 100 and the other 200 and another 1,000. So it's something upon my decision. So when it comes to God and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Him giving blessings to the human beings, the first point is that we cannot reject the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to giving blessings to different people in a different way.
Yes.
To begin with, we have no right upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of them are blessings, and we need to be grateful. So if some people have more blessings, it is the grace of God. And if people lack, they have less blessings, they cannot object against the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first point. But then another question may be raised, and that question is a valid question. A person may argue that, okay, when you give the first poor person 100 and the second one 200, it is not against justice, but somehow it is against hikmah or wisdom. As a man of charity, you need to have a kind of good explanation why you made such a difference, although none of them have any right upon you.
Yes.
But there should be a kind of wisdom behind that. And this is a valid question and a true question. The same can be mentioned regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although it is not against the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such differences, but one may argue that it is against the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that some people are born with, some deficiencies, some of them, they are handicapped and so on and so forth, different illnesses that people are suffering. So that is a true question, and we need to answer that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all wise. If this is the case, so why we have some people suffering from some problem, some of them are genius, some of them are not like that, some beautiful, some ugly. The wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs to explain all these differences. Now, I need to refer to a kind of introduction to give a very short and clear answer to this question, and that is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put the system of this world based on a principle that we call it cause and effect, or causation, which means that every effect has a certain cause, and we cannot expect, when the cause is there, we cannot expect God to interfere so that we will not have the effect. No. Yes. And we cannot expect, for example, a cause which has this effect, in this case, has another effect. No. This is the principle. And if this principle is not acted upon by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the whole creation would be, maybe we may put it in this way, in danger. So imagine if there is no cause and effect. So you are thirsty. The cause for quenching the thirst is drinking water. So if it's not going to be there for all the times, imagine what, problem would happen for the people. I drink water, but still I feel thirsty. And for you want to, put something into fire. But in one case, fire has that effect of burning. In another case, it doesn't have the effect.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So according to what you say, do our parents play a role in this cause and effect
situation? Absolutely, absolutely. So that was a kind of introduction to come to this point that every child that is born with all these features, all of them are rooted in those causes.
The actions of the parents?
It's one of them. The action of the people, of the parents, and the genetic in the previous generations, and so on and so forth. The time and place that, the fetus is concepted, and so on and so forth. So we have so many factors which have a kind of effect on whether that child would be beautiful or ugly, although from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's eyes, every creature is beautiful. But when it comes to suffering from illnesses and suffering from, the fact that some people are more genius than the others, all of them, they have a kind of cause. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not a direct, impact on those causes. All these causes, spiritually speaking or physically speaking, are done by human beings.
Yes.
So for some of them, it is absolutely related to the parents. It's been mentioned, even science today proves that if at the time of the intimate relation, if the parents are drunk, then it will bring about some negative effects on the fetus, and then later the child that will be born out of this relationship. The same is true about all these factors which, change the nature of that child, whether they are, enjoying a great level of IQ or less, whether they are absolutely healthy or they are suffering from some problems. It is based on the principle of cause and effect,
yes,
which is a principle that this world is upon that. And we cannot expect God that, please, in the case of child, do not act upon this principle of cause and effect. No. The cause is there. The effect must be...
Yes, that's the way of the world.
Exactly. Science proves that, for example, when you are ill, you may consume some drugs, antibiotics, for example. But the same, the same scholars, they say that a woman during her pregnancy should not consume a couple of drugs. So if she is careless and if she consumes, the negative effects would be seen on the child. And again, this is cause and effect.
Yes, or if they are not in a good mental situation, that would affect the child as well.
So this is the main answer of the question. And just as the law of gravity, for example, makes human beings comfortable, I mean, through that they are able to build all the, buildings. This is based on the law of gravity. So the same law of gravity causes a person to die if he just falls from a, very high building to the ground. We cannot expect the law of gravity to help the human beings when they are going to build the buildings, and does not act when a person is just throwing himself from a high building to the ground, not to work and just to save the life of that person.
Yes.
This is not the way that the whole world works. So all these features are based on the principle of cause and effect.
So if the parents play a specific role in this cause and effect situation, then what is the blame? Why do we have to see that child paying that?
Thank you for this question, because many people, ask the same question that, we are accusing and blaming the parents. But the point is that in reality, it is the child that will suffer in his or her whole...
Will pay for them, yes.
Yeah, and this is not, justice. Again, I refer to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot change the principle of cause and effect. This is the reality, otherwise the whole world cannot, work. Now, when it comes to children, first of all, if there is any kind of, shortcoming from the sides of the parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question them on the day of judgment, and they will be taken into account for that. This is the first point. The second point is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not neglecting the fact that these innocent children are suffering, but from a shortcoming and failure of other people, be it their parents or other people. And for the same reason, in many narrations we are told that for all these cases, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it up in the hereafter in the best possible way that you cannot imagine. It's been mentioned that, for example, on the Day of Judgment, when people see the great rewards for the sufferings that they were going through in this world, they would wish that they would be put into pieces by Caesars in this world. To this extent, they wish that, I wish, for example, we had much more problems in this world. Let me just share with you a very interesting narration. One of the companions of one of the imams, if I'm not mistaken, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, his name is Abu Basir, but he was blind. Now, once he told the imam that it's enough, I would like to see the world. So I know that if you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it would be fulfilled. So please ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, give me my sight back. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam told him that I will do that, but let me before that show you your status in paradise because of the fact that you have this problem right now. Then through a kind of miracle, imam showed him just the reward that he will receive for this problem. And after that, seeing that it is very, great reward, Abu Basir said that, no, I prefer to remain blind in this world and to just to have that high reward in the hereafter. So the point is that it is, although we are not negating the fact that these innocent children will suffer, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it up for them in the best possible way that for sure they will be happy.
Yes, and even in this life, they are given some senses and some great abilities
That's
that other people do not have.
Yeah.
It has been made up for them that way. Yeah. So thank you. إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ نَهْرًا مِّن إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ نَهْرًا مِّن
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن